We have a good research episode today. We paid 500 people to take a survey on, and I want you to read it.
Do you keep your eyes open or closed at the dentist?
So I found some data online.
Why?
Shut up. I found some data online from a dental phobia website about whether people prefer to keep their eyes open or closed at the dentist. And it was very split. Keep in mind, this is a website where everyone has a phobia of dentists. And as I read the comments, it was interesting because everyone used keeping their eyes open or closed as an anxiety reduction strategy, but they had different reasons for doing so. So some people kept their eyes open to feel more aware of their environment, and that helped reduce their dental phobia. And some people kept their eyes closed to try to like distance themselves from the situation and like think of something else.
Okay.
So I put a poll on my Instagram asking this, and I also got a very split answer. And I was like, I bet there has to be some personality correlate with this, right? Like, was there any connection between whether you keep your eyes open or closed at the dentist and certain personality traits? Like, what causes you to go one way or the other? And I was like, is it about like a higher need for control? How about other tendencies? Like, how willing are you to confront your fears versus like trying to avoid them? And after a long time, I came up with our variable of interest that I think is the root cause for all of this. And I want you to read this as well.
Okay.
So whether or not people keep their eyes open or closed at the dentist, I think has a lot to do with...
During sex, lights on or off?
There's Welcome a to correlation a podcast between of bad two... content where we discuss psychological studies and conduct our own research as well. I'm Chris Cole. I have a PhD in psychology, and this is Joseph Taharan. In today's episode, we discuss the correlation
between unwilling friend.
Whether or not you keep your eyes open or closed at the dentist and whether or not you keep the lights on or off during sex. Questions we'll answer. How many people keep their eyes open versus closed at the dentist? And how does this differ by gender? How many people prefer to have sex with the lights on or off? And how does this differ by gender? And are people that keep their eyes closed at the dentist more likely to keep the lights off during sex?
Who's thinking of these two things? Who's thinking of these things other than you? Who's thinking?
Anybody.
No,
somebody has to. Somebody's gotta.
No one's gonna click on the thumbnail for this video. For this episode. You're like, lights on or off? What the hell? Jeez, Chris. All right.
I was like, I bet it has to do with like how you confront being vulnerable. And I bet these two are connected. That's that.
All right. Okay.
We surveyed 520 people aged 21 to 72 years old, and our sample was 55% male, 45% female.
Why?
So let's get into the results. So do you keep your eyes open or closed at the dentist? Joseph, what do you do?
Close my eyes, because I'm making eye contact with no one when they're doing a procedure on me.
Do you ever keep your eyes open, or... Like right when you lie down, they turn on the light.
I'll have it open if I know they're not looking directly in my line of vision. But I can't imagine anything more stressful than like someone looking at you while you're performing your job. That feels like awkward. So that's why I keep my eyes closed.
Yeah. Well, that's like every other job, you know, no other job.
Yes, I know
that courtesy of people closing their eyes. I keep my eyes open because I feel like it's weird to close your eyes at the dentist.
Like, it's more weird. So you just stare straight up? Like you make eye contact and everything?
I stare straight up. I don't make eye contact because I don't think they're usually looking into my eyes. They're probably looking at my mouth. But I'll like keep them open just because I think like keeping your eyes closed is like, and we'll get into the reasons later, but I think I have maybe something I need to work on and unpack. But there's an association with like intimacy that I have, where I'm like, you close your eyes. I'm like,
what's weird? Chris, this is what you're doing. You're looking at, looks like an idiot. Are you giving your eyes just an eye the entire time, dude?
Yeah.
No, open your mouth.
The other side is like.
I think that eyes is worse. eyes, both are bad. Eyes is worse.
All right, well, the results were pretty split. So what? About 52% of people keep their eyes open. About 47.7% of people keep their eyes closed.
That's surprising.
Yeah, and this matched the results from my Instagram poll and the results that I saw on the Dental Phobia website. We just haven't decided what to do on this. Like, we're split down the middle on this.
Wow. That's so insane. Eyes open is insane. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's my hot take. Eyes open is fucking insane.
I think there are a couple of reasons that people might keep their eyes open. Number one, I think for me, and maybe this is just something I need to unpack, you know, and work on in therapy later, but I have like this association with like intimacy where like darkness and closing your eyes, it's just like, it's too like sexual. Like it's, I'm not there to like get a massage, you know, it's like a service. Just fix my mouth. I'm not like,
water. Rinse my mouth.
Jeez. For example, like I never know what to do. Like I used to get my hair cut at like a salon and they would shampoo your hair in like a sink, you know, you sit back in the chair. And my barber was a dude. And whenever he was doing the scalp massage, I was always like, do I keep my eyes open or closed? I feel like if I close them, then it's like he's trying to make like chit chat with me talking about the weather, and I'm like, yeah, I feel good. Behind my ear. Like
if anything, it's just to avoid getting water and soap in your eyes.
Yeah, like, but dude, the way they do it, it never gets in your eyes. It never gets in your eyes the way they do it.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah. Man.
People might keep their eyes open to have a greater sense of control, to see their surroundings. Some dentists even say that they prefer when people keep their eyes open because it's easier for them to see you like wince.
Really?
If they accidentally like poke you too hard or if they hurt you, you can see them like wince or flinch. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's something for that dentist to kind of look out for. Yeah.
Hey, if they want me to open my eyes, I'll open my eyes then. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just want you to see me wince. I just this is for you, not for me.
Some people are just interested in what the dentist is doing, even though you can't really see much. And there are a couple reasons also for why people might close their eyes. So why do you close your eyes?
Because I just don't want to make eye contact with the dentist, and I feel like I'm bothering them by staring deep into their eyes while I'm getting a procedure. Just leave them alone. Let them do their job.
Well, you don't have to stare like deep into their eyes. That's what makes it like sexual.
Hey,
that's where I can't.
Hey, if there's a person there, hey, look, another hot take from me. If there's a person there and they're doing something, you're looking in their eyes. 9 times out of 10, you're looking at their eyes, whether you want to or not, man. Eyes are there to be looked at, man.
Yeah.
Eyes are there to be looked at.
I agree. People might keep their eyes closed to help them relax and reduce their anxiety. They might want to avoid looking at the dental instruments or the procedures that are happening, especially if they're like squeamish. They might close their eyes to be kind of further into their imagination. Just maybe they want to like think about, they want to go to their like happy place or, you know. And they might keep their eyes closed just because like sometimes there's like bright lights that are shining down. But they usually give you like some type of sunglasses sometimes. So how does this differ by gender? When split by gender, we found that females are almost exactly 50-50 on keeping their eyes open or closed. Men are slightly more likely to keep their eyes open at the dentist.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Not surprised by the men. Men are looking for a challenge, you know. You know, they're looking for a challenge. Women, that's interesting. It's almost split.
Yeah. Like yeah. It was surveyed 520 people, and it was 50.0% to 50.0%. That never happens.
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. So why might men be more likely to keep their eyes open? I don't know. Men might be like more interested in dental procedures. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of a little far out, but.
Buddy, I'm going to keep my eyes open in case you do something to my mouth that I don't want. All right? Yeah. You ain't put anything in my mouth other than instruments. You got that, sir?
That's why.
Yeah. That's why.
Maybe there's like some weird masculinity thing about being like tough or stoic. and keeping your eyes open.
I feel,
you know,
like,
being like
I joke,
ready
but
anything.
I think that's my it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you putting nothing but, yeah, your instruments in there. and I ain't talking about your flute, buddy.
Yeah, keep your dick in your pants. I don't want you accidentally putting your dick out and putting it in my mouth, all right? No one's going to catch me sucking dick in the dentist's office. No one.
I keep my eyes open. Yeah, 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 I'll move my tongue.
Oh, this is our grossest episode. This is far our grossest episode so far. Jeez.
So while there was a difference for men, this difference was not statistically significant. So gender did not predict this dentist behavior. Okay, now on to the juicier results.
Do you prefer to have sex with the lights on or off? And for those that are listening, Chris got, I think the character name is Lala from the hot lioness from Lion King.
The sexy lion Nala. And she's given the look.
That's right. Don't they imply they have sex in that movie? It's like, yep. It's a kids movie, so gross.
Dude, you see this image, and as a kid, I was like,
flowers at the beginning. Anyway,
I was like,
do
damn.
You prefer to have sex with the lights on or off?
Yep. What do you think the answer is here? What's the majority answer?
Dude, the definitive answer is off. If you have the lights on during sex, you're fucking insane. There's something like that's a kink at that point. If you are having sex with the light on, seeing your out of shape body just going too out of shape, I can't be reminded I'm fucking 33 and I'm the heaviest I've ever been. There's no fucking way I'm gonna have.
Oh damn.
There's no way I want to have consciousness of that happening in the light. At least if the darkness, you hide a little bit, you know. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm doing that in the light. Hell no.
All right. I see you. And that's how most people feel.
Okay.
About 60% of people prefer lights off. About 40% of people prefer lights on.
Thank you, America, for having sense. Thank you, America. And
hey,
shame
that's still 40%.
On you. And I know about the king shame 40% of you. Shame on you. You horny fox, keep the light on. I can imagine. You know, your friend, your partner turns the light off. Like, gonna have that shit back on.
turn on the floodlights, honey.
What the? Yeah, you know, some people have cool lights instead of warm lights.
Yeah,
so you're having the most sterile sex.
let me go and put on my helmet cam, my helmet flashlight.
Yuck! Yeah. Hey, we're getting in deep. We're getting in deep. Yuck.
So there are some reasons that people might prefer to have sex with the lights on. Perhaps seeing your partner's body and face can be arousing.
Okay.
Yeah. This also might be the reason that some prefer the lights off. Maybe seeing the other person's body and face is repelling.
Now, I want to make it very clear, in case my partner listens to this, it's me. It's 100% me, because when I see the lights on, I see my body, I'm out of it, all right? It's totally me, all right? Before we get some accusations, because I know my wife listens to this episode, these episodes, all right? There's no way. You ain't going to catch me slipping on this podcast, Chris. You ain't going to catch me slipping.
Yep. And another reason with the lights on, it's easier to explore each other's bodies. You know, so out of the reasons that people might keep the lights off during sex, some may feel more comfortable and less self-conscious about their bodies with the lights off.
There we go.
It's probably the main one. It also could help isolate like physical sensations. And there's a certain like element of like mystery, making it feel more intimate or exciting.
Yeah.
Honey, it's for an element of mystery, okay? When broken down by gender, we find that generally most people prefer to have sex with the lights off, but this is especially true for females. So for females, about 67% prefer lights off, about 33% lights on. Whereas men, it's almost closer to split. 55% prefer the lights off, 45% prefer lights on. So this one was statistically significant. I used a logistic regression analysis, and we found that males were 1.7 times more likely to prefer to have sex with the lights on. And again, I think there are probably like societal kind of like gender norm reasons for this. People, you know, females probably socialize to feel more like self-conscious about their body compared to men.
Chris, I don't want to hold on. Just what I just want to comment on something real quick. If you ever watch a YouTube video, sometimes some YouTubers like just do like a survey, like with their audience through Twitter or something, and they use that data as a means to support their argument. Chris not only goes through the effort of identifying the right sample size, making sure they're asking the right question that isn't leading, but he runs statistical analysis on the question, do you prefer to have sex lights on or off?
There was a chi-square value of 7.71 and a p-value of 0.005.
Like 80% of our listeners don't have no idea what that means. But we're legit. That's
it's
all
very,
that matters.
It's very statistically significant.
Okay, yes. Cool. Thanks, Dr. Ko, for translating that for that us lay folk.
All right. And the next part. And please read this out for us.
Oh, God. Is keeping your eyes open closed at the dentist correlated with preferring to have sex with the lights on or off? All right. I don't know. I will guess that there is a correlation.
It was by far one of my craziest hypotheses. Man, I had the idea. I was like, I got to test this. I need some data.
No one's thinking about this stuff other than you, Chris. Oh.
I'm asking the questions that people are too afraid to ask.
No one's going to click on this fucking thumbnail. No way, no matter how you word this episode.
Okay, and can you just read the finding that on the next slide?
Sure. People who close their eyes at the dentist are more likely to prefer sex with the lights off.
Damn. And we got the data to back it up. If you keep your eyes closed at the dentist, there's a 71% chance that you prefer sex with lights off. If you keep your eyes open at the dentist, it's about 50-50, lights on or off.
Okay. Okay.
In other words,
you satisfied with that? Another 50%? Like half? Jeez.
50.
Same survey?
In other words, whether or not you keep your eyes open or closed at the dentist does statistically significantly predict whether you have sex with the lights on or off. I ran the stats. Chi-square of 25.0, p-value less than 0.001.
You're gonna fuck up so many dentists who watch this episode. We're like, okay, eyes closed. I know what you do in the bedroom.
Yeah, I know what you do. I know. Eyes open. Oh, you kinky bitch. Now, so that's about keeping your eyes open or closed at the dentist.
Okay.
And lights on or off during sex.
Yeah.
Imagine having sex at the dentist.
Did we ask that question too, Chris? Did we pay 500 plus people if they've had sex at the dentist? Yes or no?
No. Okay, never mind. Scratch all that. I had a little bit planned, but it's not going to work organically.
Oh, sorry. I nerfed it.
No. You're good. It would feel so forced to put it in. The bit was going to be like, now imagine having sex at the dentist. And then I was going to play the dentist and be like, all right, open your mouth. You're going to feel a small prick.
What do you learn at improv, Chris? In improv, you come in with bits prepared. That's the number one rule of improv. Make sure you have an idea.
This is a podcast.
Okay.
And this isn't a podcast. We're on the moon.
Yeah. In a podcast, there are no rules, okay?
You ding dong.
We make up the rules, buddy. We make up the rules in the podcast game, boy.
So people who close their eyes at the dentist are more likely to prefer to have sex with the lights off. Why might this be the case? Time for some psychological analysis. So.
This is so. Yes. Now go. Chris, please.
It might have to do with generally people being uncomfortable with being vulnerable. So both being at the dentist and having sex involve a degree of vulnerability. Closing your eyes might make it easier to cope with this vulnerability. closing your eyes or having the lights off.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It could just be kind of general, like anxiety reduction. Closing your eyes could be like self-soothing to help you relax. Maybe it's like, maybe it's a need for control. Closing your eyes is a way to regain that sense of control in situations where you might feel exposed or uncomfortable. And this psychological barrier of having the lights off or having your eyes closed kind of gives you a sense of privacy and control. And it might also be kind of using your imagination as a distraction. So people might close their eyes to focus on their thoughts or imagination, maybe to get away from the feeling of being at the dentist. Or maybe people close their eyes during sex because they're thinking about somebody else.
Ooh, mama mia, you're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotcha, we gotcha. We have bad content, we gotcha. Right in our fingertips.
All right, we're coming to an end. So do you have any
I can't believe it. My money, 500 plus people. We asked like 4 questions. Are you satisfied with these results, Chris?
Yes, I am.
You feel like you?
I had a hypothesis. I was like, huh. I was like, it's funny that people are so split on keeping their eyes open or closed at the dentist. I was like, what other things might this correlate with? And I came up with it, lights on or off during sex. I was like, let me survey these people. And I found the relation. Okay. So what did we learn?
What did we learn?
And we learned something, can you read these out for me?
Sure, yeah. What did we learn? People are generally split on whether they keep their eyes open or closed at the dentist. We also learned that men are slightly more likely to keep their eyes open at the dentist. Most people, specifically 60%, prefer sex with the lights off. Women, in particular, are more likely to prefer sex with the lights off. And people who close their eyes at the dentist are more likely to prefer sex with the lights off. Statistically proven.
If you're still listening,
boom.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys.
Oh gosh, thank you, I guess.
Bye.
Bye.